William Hope, Andy Lucas, Alice Arnold, Ray Schell. Too Many Crooks by Donald E. Westlake. Dramatized by Ed Thomason. Too Many Crooks.
It's a bright and lovely day in the Big Apple today, folks. Unfortunately, all kinds of gridlock downtown. Fifth Avenue is a no-no. Nothing moving around St. Paddy's Cathedral. A requiem mass there later this morning for Seamus Omar. Omar, you remember, shot dead in that downtown bank raid last week.
Rest in peace.
Hey, I was listening.
Sometimes I really wish we lived someplace else.
Yeah, traffic's terrible. Maybe that's why Andy's late.
I don't mean the gridlock, and you know
Relax,
it.
Relax, son. You know, maybe you should start smoking again.
Banks are dangerous places nowadays.
What do you want? Did I never leave the apartment?
No, that guy Omar. They found 13 bullets in him.
No wonder the city's in deficit. Cops wasting ammo like that.
Well, John.
Oh, come on, man. You know me. I'm a coward. It'll take a lot of trouble to stay out of trouble.
Oh, yeah, but there's all kinds of crazies out there.
Speaking of which, here's Andy right on cue. You know, sweetheart, your job is probably more dangerous than mine right now.
Phooey.
Hey, I listen to the news when I'm allowed. Supermarket registers get robbed every week.
Hi, guys. All set, John?
Yeah, sure thing.
Andy, you always let yourself in places with that credit card.
I didn't want to drag you all the way to the front door.
Well, I wish you'd ring the bell like everybody else. What if we've been in a tender moment?
Didn't even occur to me.
No, thanks a lot.
Hey, what's with him?
Cold turkey, make quit smoking.
Really? Is this the same guy who's always clipping letters out of the New York Times for those guys at the Tobacco Institute, beating the drum for freedom of choice?
No, I stopped doing that a while back.
You did?
Yeah, well, it occurred to me I don't write letters to the New York Times, and you don't.
So?
So, the ketchup people don't all the time write to the paper, the beer people don't, the pantyhose people don't. It's just the Tobacco Institute.
Well, you mean why talk so much unless you got something to hide?
Exactly.
So you gave up? Good for you.
Honey, we gotta go.
Okay. Oh, wait a minute.
What?
Well, you got a piece of lint on your lapel.
Don't black just show up everything.
Now, be sure and phone me, John.
May, I'm not gonna be by a phone, you know?
When you get to the bank, you will.
Oh, sure.
Hey, May, don't worry yourself. Today's gonna be a piece of cake.
Come on, let's go to work. Piece of cake, huh?
This is one tough baby.
Here, let me finish it off.
Well, I guess it stands to reason they're going to use grade A concrete for the bank vault, right?
Yeah.
What is it, John?
You hear something?
The wind.
Wind? What do you mean, wind? We're in a tunnel.
Hey, there's underground rivers, so maybe there's underground wind.
I thought I heard some. Sure as hell wasn't wind.
So how's it coming?
It's just about done. What time you got?
5:10. Perfect.
Open up the small backpack side pocket.
Right here?
Yeah. Flask of coffee.
Hey, cookies too. Chocolate chip. May, I love you. Smells good, huh? I tell you, this is the best way to get around Manhattan.
No gridlock down here, I guess. Well, let me see those maps.
Then coffee break, get our second wind, and here we go. What do you want the maps for, John? We're here. I got a feeling. A few whites for the jackhammer at the wall, and bingo, we're in.
Yeah, it's when you get one of your feelings, Andy, I get the check in my bag.
Slow check, if it makes you feel better.
Out of the shoe store basement, into the sewer, follow it due north. Mm-hmm. That's that little wall right there.
We started digging right there. And here we are, home free.
Yeah, all right, Andy. Why do you always have to be so goddamn chipper?
That's the secret of our success, John. We balance each other out.
Yeah, come on. Get the thermos squared away. Let's go for it.
Yes, sir. Now, do I get good ideas or what, huh? As soon as I saw that shut-down shoe store cater corner to the bank, I knew there had to be a way.
What a brain.
Hey, don't get me wrong. We couldn't have done it without you counting sewer maps from the water department and then worked out the plan and all. But that's what I'm saying. We make a good team.
Hey, Andy.
Yo.
Shut up, will you, and pass the jackhammer?
You got it.
All right. Stand back.
Hey, it moved.
Yeah. One more shut door.
Oh, my God.
Hey, you were right in there, John? You took a bit of a tumble, huh?
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Hi, everybody.
What'd you say?
I said, hi, everybody.
You bang your head or something?
Shut up, will you?
Holy cow. Who are all these people?
Can I come through? Please. Thank you. May I? Thank you. Well, am I glad to see you, officer?
Did he say officer?
Shut up. This is great work, officer. The robbers are out there in the main hall of the bank.
The robbers?
I thought we...
Shut up.
They're out there robbing my bank.
We've been taken hostage. They've got guns.
Guns?
Easy submachine guns, actually. Elliot, be quiet. Just briefing the officer, Mom. I never miss NYPD blue, sir. There's just three of them, all in black ski masks, black leather jackets, and black pants.
Thanks, son.
I expect by now you have the street outside blocked off and marksmen on all the roofs. Usual procedure in these cases.
Right.
How many of you are there?
Of us? Just the two. Myself and...
Hi.
I'm my partner.
My name's Kearney. I'm the bank manager, and I can't tell you how glad I am to see you.
That's a first.
Will you shut up?
Now, and you are Officer...
Me? Officer Diddums. And this is Officer Kelly.
Diddums, did you say?
That's what he said.
Uh-huh. Diddums. He's Welsh.
Ah.
Not armed, are you? Elliot?
Well, son...
No, we're not armed.
How come?
Well, we're, the hostage rescue team.
Yeah.
And you see, we don't want any shots fired on account of you were civilians.
Right.
Now that's good thinking.
Isn't it just?
So what are you going to do?
Yeah, what are we going to do? Good question, son.
Yeah, very good question.
Well, the usual procedure, folks. We'll leave.
Great idea.
Yes, a single file. Just make your way in an orderly fashion through the...
I can't put out there. You're coming. They're coming.
Quick, folks. A bunch up over here. Don't want them to see the hole in the wall. No, do we?
Take the officer.
Okay.
Okay, shut up.
And stand still.
Let me look at you. You.
Uh-huh.
What's your name?
My name?
You heard him.
Diddums.
Diddums?
It's Welsh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Come on.
Okay, outside, Diddums.
Sure.
Come on.
Sure.
Oh, wait.
All right.
Come on.
Take it easy.
Come on, get out of here.
Give me a break.
Get up
push.
Here.
What a mess.
Shut up.
Take it easy. Yeah, we figured a quick in and out before the rush hour.
We didn't figure some brown-nosed teller hitting the alarm.
Will you shut it?
I will not. You think the cops are going to let us walk out of here? There'll be guys with telescopic rifles on every damn building.
I know. I've seen that movie. What's the name of it?
Dog Day Afternoon.
That's the one. Robert Redford.
Al Pacino.
Yeah, him too. See anything out there?
Can't see nothing without you get out in the sidewalk.
Exactly. Come with me, Diddums.
Me? Move, will you?
Okay. What's your first name?
John. Could I get a glass of water?
Come on, John. Don't faint on me.
There is no way out of there. The engineering people can go into this situation. We have people blocking both ends of the street and all personnel covering all access going to the bank. As long as the hostages remain unharmed, we have something to talk about. You don't hurt them, we don't hurt you. What do you say?
You hear that, John?
Yeah, I heard it.
Very simple what you gotta do here, John. You're gonna step out in front of the bank and see to it the cops don't shoot you.
I am.
Is he going out there or what? Oh, maybe you want to crawl out there. You want to crawl? You want to shoot off your goddamn feet?
Well, I'm going. See, I'm going to go.
Only as far as the sidewalk, that's all.
Yeah, sure, I understand.
You better take one step off the sidewalk. I cut you off the knees.
Well, I got it.
You wouldn't happen to have a white flag or anything like that, would you?
Out.
Yeah, right, out. Here I go. CYTV taking you live now to the scene of that bank robbery. Well, I understand there's been some new development, Amy.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
That's right, Jack. A few minutes ago, Chief Inspector Maloney offered to... Wait a minute. There's movement over there. I think someone's coming out of the bank. This is live, folks.
John!
I'm not with them.
You are
awesome. I sure am.
Oh, John Dortmunder, what have you gotten yourself into this time?
What do you mean?
Diddums.
What?
What?
Diddums.
Diddums?
Diddums? I don't believe it.
It's Welsh.
I need a cigarette.
Mr. Diddums, what's the situation in there?
Well, kind of tense.
You can say that again. Oh, where did I put those goddamn cigarettes?
Any of the hostages been harmed?
Oh, no, definitely not. This is, non-violent, not okay.
Oh, geez, who are you trying to kid? I told you there was crazies out there.
Crazy in the situation?
Oh, yes, I got them.
Well, I haven't been here that long, but it seems like...
Not that long? What's the matter with you, Diddums? You've been in that bank over 2 hours now.
Oh, yeah, that's right. 2 hours. More than 2 hours. Been there a long time.
Step over here, away from the bank.
I'm not supposed to do that.
Listen, Diddums, I got a lot of tense men and women here.
No, you said it, pal.
Step away from the bank.
John, do like he says. You want 13 holes in you?
I'm inside. They don't want me to step off the sidewalk. They said they just don't want me to do it. As a matter of fact, they want me to go back inside now.
Oh, John, please, just get out of there.
Will you excuse me for a moment, officer?
He's going back in. I don't believe it. John... No,
Let me remind you,
don't
folks.
Don't go back in, John.
These are coming to you live.
Don't believe it.
As you can see there, we're losing sight of the hostage under the portico of the bank building.
I can't believe
you're
doing this, John.
But stay with us.
You
we'll be back with more
this.
After these messages.
Oh, my God. Oh, no, John. I don't believe it. Oh. No, John. Don't do this, John. Don't do this.
Here I am, guys. How am I doing?
We're going to give them our demands now through you.
Well, that's fine. That's great. Only... You know, how come you don't do it on the phone? I mean, it's the way it's normally done.
Son of a bitch! Speak back, for Christ's
sake! You're rubbing it in!
What?
Okay. I made a mistake. I got excited. I shot up the switchboard. You want me to get excited again?
No. I just forgot.
You can't forget that. Nobody's ever gonna forget that.
Get back inside.
Come on, everything's going to be fine. Come on.
You're playing with fire here, Diddums. Well, I'm sorry, I just forgot. I've been kind of distressed lately, recently.
Okay, now tell them they're going to get our demand.
Sure. Hi, it's me again. They're going to tell you their demands now. I mean, I'm going to tell you their demands. Their demands, not my demands.
Well, we're on the lesson, Diddums, only so long as none of the hostages get hurt.
Well, that's good. That's reasonable, you know. That's sensible. That's a very good thing they're saying.
Shut up.
Yeah, right.
First, we want the riflemen off the roof.
Oh, so do I. But they want the riflemen off the roof.
What else?
What else?
Tell them to unblock that end of the street. What is it? The north end.
Isn't that east?
Whatever it is. The end down there to the left.
Yeah, okay. They want you to unblock the east end of the street.
Isn't that north?
I knew it was.
Well, yeah, I guess so. The end down there to the left.
The right, you mean?
Yeah, that's right. No, no, left. My left. But their left.
What else?
What else?
I can hear the bullhorn diddums. I can hear him say, what else? You don't have to repeat everything he says. No more translations.
Yeah, right, right, gotcha. No more translations.
We want a car.
A car?
A station wagon. We're going to take 3 hostages with us, so we want a big station wagon. And nobody follows us.
Gee, are you sure about this?
Am I sure?
Well, you know what they'll do?
Yeah, yeah.
What they do in these situations, they fix a little radio transmitter under the car so they don't have to follow you exactly, but they know where you are.
So you tell them not to do that. No radio transmitters or we kill the hostages.
Well...
What's wrong now? You're too goddamn picky, diddums. You're just a messenger here. You think you know my job better than I do?
You said it.
What?
I said no bloodshed. I just want things to go smooth, that's all. And I was thinking... Oh, well, never mind. You're the boss.
Now you're talking.
So, 1 station wagon and hold the bugs.
Wait a minute, Diddums.
Yes?
What was you thinking?
Huh? Nothing. You don't really want to know it.
Diddums!
Well, what I was thinking was the New York City police. You know, they got helicopters.
Come on, will ya? He's gonna blow a gasket. We don't move out soon.
Get back in here and shut up.
We getting out or what?
Everything's under control. Now get your ass back inside.
All right, all right.
Okay, Diddums, you're so smart. What should we do?
You want me to figure out your getaway?
Put yourself in our position. Think about it.
Oh, boy, you're in a real mess.
We know that, Diddums.
Well, I tell you maybe what you could do. You make them give you one of those buses they got down there blocking the street.
A bus? We're going to run for it in a bus?
They give you one of those buses right now, then you know they haven't had time to put any cute in it, like time-release tear gas grenades or anything.
Oh, my God.
Then you don't take 3 hostages, you take all of them.
What?
Listen to me, will you? I don't know how much longer I can stand like this with my hands up in the air.
All right, all right. Go on, I'm listening.
So, everybody goes in a bus, and one of you people drives, and you go somewhere real crowded, like Times Square.
Are you crazy? Times Square at this time of night?
That's right. You stop in Times Square, and you make all the hostages get out and run.
Right. And what good does that do us?
Well, you ditch the ski masks and the leather jackets and the guns, and you run, too. 20, 30 people all running away from the bus in different directions in the middle of Times Square in rush hour. Everybody losing themselves in a crowd. It might work.
God damn, Diddums. It just might at that.
Okay. So, you want me to ask for the bus?
Get him back in here.
What's with you? We're just going to get him...
Get him in here fast. He's all we got.
What do you mean he's all we got?
The other hostages are gone.
What?
I'm telling you. There's a way out from the back of the vault, and they took it.
A way out?
A tunnel or something, for Christ's sakes. I don't know. The point is, we got no more hostages. Set that guy out there.
Damn.
So get him back inside fast.
Get
him.
Yes?
Come back in here.
But don't you want me to ask for the bus?
Come back in here!
Oh. Well, I better tell them.
Don't mess with me, Diddums. I'm in a bad mood right now.
Yeah, okay. They want me to go back inside now. Just for a minute. Okay? I'm going back inside the bank.
Wise guy! Hey, careful!
Why are you all looking at me like that?
Because you're at it now, smartass.
But the cops don't know that.
They will soon.
Yeah, when nobody gets on the bus.
What?
Sorry, Diddums, your bus ride idea doesn't work anymore.
How come?
The rest of the hostages got away, that's how come.
Well, the tunnel, damn.
What'd he say?
The tunnel? You know about the tunnel?
Well, kind of. I mean, the guy's digging it. They got here just before you came in and took me away.
And you never mentioned
well,
it.
Well, I didn't feel like I should.
He's the guy with the tunnel. It's your tunnel.
Hey, careful with that gun.
Easy, easy. This is our only hostage. Don't use him up.
Nobody could ever forget when I shot up the switchboard. Nobody. He wasn't here.
He's right. It's your tunnel, Diddums.
Okay, so now you know. The first thing we have to do is get it.
Don't you tell us what to do. We know what to do.
I'm the only hostage, remember. So don't use me up.
Leave him.
Thanks.
Well, now I've seen you people in action, I can tell you I'm also your only hope of getting out of here.
Oh, yeah?
I said leave them. Go ahead, Diddums.
First thing we have to do is close and lock the vault door.
The hostages are gone.
Didn't you hear that part, smartass?
Lock the vault door after the hostages are gone. Isn't that some kind of old saying?
It's a two-way tunnel.
What?
You heard him. Come on, you guys.
Oh, boy, you guys really are too excitable for this line of work.
The door's closed.
Well,
open it.
I can't. It's locked. Damn.
Diddums, get over here. Diddums.
Where do you go?
Shit.
There he is.
Son of a bitch, he's making a run for
it. He's trying for that line of buses. He ain't gonna get that far.
Oh, God. I hope they ain't no stinks as badly as they rob banks.
Here, get him! In here!
No thanks, officer. I can't stop. I'm escaping!
Did you get him?
I think so.
Sure took a fall right onto that bus there.
So long, Mr. Diddums. Game guy.
More on that downtown bank siege, people. After this, Billy Swan and I can help.
Right here on this corner is fine, driver.
You got it. You know, now and again I think of robbing a bank.
Really?
But these days the cops, they got all the angles covered.
I guess.
And the robbers only get away with it in the movies. Redford, De Niro, it's in their contract they get away with it. Ordinary guys from central casting like you and me, there's no percentage in it.
Yeah, keep the change.
Thanks.
And the NYPD confirmed that the situation is now under control. Three men have been arrested, and all the hostages are safely accounted for, except for Diddums, who was used by the Raiders as their go-between.
Oh, my.
We're going back live now.
Yes, Bill. The man Diddums was seen to bolt in panic to the buses blocking the street, and he sort of dived underneath one of them.
The gunman finally surrendered, Amy?
Yes, Bill.
So what happened to John?
It seems there might be another angle to this raid, and the police are very anxious to locate Diddums, who's described as a tall, middle-aged Caucasian male speaking with a Welsh accent.
John! John, is that you?
Hi.
Oh, there you are. Thank goodness.
Hey, you're smoking.
On my second pack. Do you know you're all over the TV?
Or I may never leave this apartment again.
Oh, my. Look at your pants.
If Andy Kelp ever calls, says he's got this great job, easy, piece of cake, just tell him I've retired.
Andy's here.
He is?
In the living room. You want a beer?
Yes. That would be very nice.
48, 49, 50. Hi, John.
Hi. What's that?
It's been too long since we scored, John. You don't even recognize the stuff anymore. This is money.
From the vault?
Sure, from the vault.
How?
After you were taken away by those other guys, they were caught, by the way, without loss of life. Anyway, I told everybody in the vault there the way to keep the money safe from the robbers was we'd all carry it out with us. So we did. And then I decided what we should do is put it all in the trunk of my unmarked police car in front of the shoe store so I could drive it to the precinct for safekeeping while they all went home to rest from their ordeal.
You got the hostages to carry this mountain of money from the vault?
And put it in our car. Yeah, that's what I did.
Here. There you go.
What?
Beer.
Oh, thanks.
Andy?
Thank you, ma'am.
Yeah, move over. Let me have a stack of that stuff.
Sure. Start counting this pile of hundreds. They're looking for you, of course. under the other name.
That's the one thing I don't understand. Diddums.
It's Welsh. Not a bad name at that. I may keep it.
One, two,
three, four, five, six, seven, eight.
When I wake up in the morning, love, and the sunlight hurts my eyes.
In Too Many Crooks, Donald E. Westlake's short story, dramatized by Ed Thomason, William Hope was John Dortmunder, Andy Lucas, Andy Kelp, and Alice Arnold, Maine. Ray Schell was the first robber, Stephen Crossley the second robber, and Mark Bonner the third robber. The policeman, Sean Baker. The cab driver, Nathan Osgood. Mrs. Myers and Elliot, her son, Amanda Gordon. Too Many Crooks was directed by Andy Jordan.